This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. The ABC reports. Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed that Victoria will no longer host the Commonwealth Games in 2026. The Premier says the cost of the 12-day Commonwealth Games was originally budgeted at $2.6 billion, but could rise as high as $7 billion. During yesterday's press conference, Mr. Andrews said that his government will continue to deliver all and more of the legacy benefits in housing, sporting infrastructure and tourism, with $1 billion being allocated to the Regional Housing Fund to build 1,300 new homes across regional Victoria. In the wake of the announcement, opposition leader John Presciutto said the Andrews government's decision to scrap the 2026 Commonwealth Games is a massive humiliation for Victoria. While Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was a little hesitant to say too much about the Games cancellation, although commented saying, "That's a decision made by the Victorian government. I'll leave the Victorian government to go through those details." Commonwealth Games Australia Chief Executive Craig Phillips has claimed the Victorian government willfully ignored recommendations to move events to Melbourne and instead remained wedded to expensive temporary venues in regional Victoria. Mr. Phillips commented that the budget blowout, which the government said could reach as high as $7 billion, is far greater than even recently estimated and was a gross exaggeration and not reflective of the operational costs presented to the Victorian 2026 Organising Committee Board as recently as June. Former LGBTQ+ Olympian and beach volleyball gold medalist Natalie Cook, who is part of the Brisbane 2032 Olympics Organising Committee, said the cancellation is a real blow, adding that this is devastating for our athletes, devastating for regional Victoria, which would have looked for a boost. BBC News reports, in the latest sign of rising homophobia in different African countries, Kenyan opposition MP George Peter Kaluma is leading a campaign for Parliament to further criminalise the country's small LGBTQ+ community. This move comes after neighbouring Uganda adopted a tougher new anti-gay law, rejecting threats by US President Joe Biden to impose sanction and travel restrictions on anyone involved in serious human rights abuses. Mr. Kaluma said, "We want to prohibit everything to do with homosexuality," adding that his bill will be much more broader than the legislation passed by Uganda's president in May. Though less harsh than Uganda's new law, the Promotion of Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill proposes a 3-year prison sentence for anyone who identifies as LGBTQ+, and a 10-year sentence for anyone who promotes homosexuality. Mr. Kaluma is confident that the bill will become law, raising deep concern in Kenya's LGBTQ+ community. UMass Chan Medical School News in the US reports, rising fourth-year medical student Colin Burnett has shined a spotlight on LGBTQ+ cancer survivors. Burnett presented the research at the American Association for Cancer Research Conference on the science of cancer health disparity in racial, ethnic minorities and the medically underserved, focusing on data from queer and sexual or gender minority patients living with cancer and characterising their experiences throughout the healthcare process. He said, regardless of if you go into something targeting sexuality or gender minorities, it behooves us to learn how to treat these patients more intentionally and make sure we're thinking about that as we take them into our clinics, our operating rooms, and any facets of our care. Burnett was inspired to pursue a medical career by his large family, many of whom have been diagnosed with cancer or have worked in the healthcare system. And finally, Star Observer reports, the Tasmanian government officially expanded the acronym LGBTIQ+ to include the letter A to recognise asexual, aromantic and agender people. According to LGBTQ+ advocates, Tasmania is the first state to take this significant step, with LGBTIQA+ advocates hailing the move as historic. Minister for Community Services and Development Nick Street said in a statement, "The Tasmanian government's vision for an inclusive community where all Tasmanians are treated with dignity, respect and without discrimination." That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.